Hello again, and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I am Kevin, your host. I had to say that, advisor. I am Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. We are, have been, and intend to remain your top quality bespoke, you know that word, custom, broker dealer depository service in this business. We're unique. I like good things, and I like quality, and I like to provide my customers the same. I wish I could provide you more employees. You've heard it before. Doesn't matter. Not much you can do about it. I have a friend out in Seattle, body shop called Queen City. He only specializes in exotics, you know, high-end stuff, and he's so frustrated. You know, it's a third generation. They're the best of the best of the best, and they work on Lamborghinis and Ferraris and $2 million cars that people have wrecked. And he's so frustrated. It's like people say to me, I go, man, I'm working more than I've ever worked. I'm killing myself. I don't sleep. We've got so much business. And they go, well, that's a good thing. Well, until you're in our shoes, you know, and they're like, well, you're making lots of money. Well, you know what? I don't even know if I am, and I don't even care. My goal is to provide a service to the clientele, but you have to have a balance in life. This economy, this market, this world, folks, if you're not getting it, wake up. Please wake up. I am telling you right now, you're going to call me nuts, and I'm telling you, it looks to me like World War III is starting. We have got the most pathetic president, the biggest coward in the history of our country. And you know what frustrates me is to even hear myself talk like that. I mean, you go back to Obama, I completely disagreed with his policies. They're disgusting people. They're godless, as I said, godless versus godliness. This is a World War III thing. And Biden operated under Obama. I think, truth be told, people are like, you know, oh, he's getting old now. He used to be sharp. He was never sharp. He was nasty, rude, dishonest. He's always been a corrupt crook. And he's always been a puppet that anyone could, they could pull the strings on him. And what, look at what's going on now. Oh, we don't want to give Ukraine MiG-29s because it might escalate. It might escalate. And he literally said here in the last couple days, he says, quote, well, we don't want to give them MiG-29s because it could escalate into World War III. Or he said, I don't want it to escalate in World War III. It already is. You have a tyrant, folks. And you know what? Here's the deal. For a few days, I had the TV off and all, you know, not picking up any news or whatever. Because some of the people I'm around, they just don't want to hear it. You know, my daughter works here. She's good. When I try to, you know, get that information flowing, she's here to do business. Her mind's full and she just doesn't want to hear it. And that's fine. Because she's got other things going on. And a lot of people are like that. So I spent a few days without it, and there's a side that calms down. There's like, oh, yeah, I'm doing so much better, and it's just more peaceful, you know? But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't change what's going on in the world. And God hasn't called me personally to be a coward. I'll be straight up. I've always been brave, praise God. You know, maybe that's not true. I've learned how to be brave. Bravery is a lack of fear. Fear is a lack of faith, okay? If you trust God, know God and trust God, you will become brave. You'll become bold, you know? You think about what Timothy says about the spirit. What spirit have you been given? He says that he calls things a spirit, and man, do you got to pay attention to that stuff. It's very, very interesting. When you think about it, I'm going to see if I can pull this scripture up. I won't be able to because I've like I said a while ago, I've memorized things in so many different versions. It's my head's like whammo. Let's see if I get, I beg of you, and I'm the boldest. Nope. Okay, so let's see. But anyway, this is just the story of my whole life, you know, on this Bible thing. I memorized so many scriptures in a different version. But anyway, so Timothy says, somewhere in Timothy, he says, for we were not given a spirit of timidity, basically cowardiceness, but a spirit of, you know, boldness, bravery, strength, etc., is what I believe the scripture says, give or take. And let's see here. I think I'm going to find this. I'm determined. I know it's in there, but then it'll change the words. Yeah, okay, so what is it? 2 Timothy 1. Let's try that. I'm determined. This is important. Okay, we got Paul, an apostle of Christ, the will of God, to Timothy, my beloved son, blah, 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 thank God, be happy, jumping jacks, all that. Longing to see you, miss you, etc. Okay, so for this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you. He says, through the laying on of my hands. Must be a little power in that deal, huh? For God has not given you a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and self-control, or strength, depends on the version. The newer versions water things down. Have you ever noticed that? You get into King James the old way, the words, they weren't afraid of the Word of God. When you, like I said, you get into the old versions and they sting a little more. There's a lot of times that they'll take the term NIV over time. Everyone's acclimated to it, but it's soft and pretty. The Jews, they didn't read the Word of God because it was soft and pretty. They read the Word of God because it was the Word of God, and it was powerful and respected and honored. And now we keep refining and I don't know if we're retranslating or just watering it down, but I, you know, you go from one scripture to the next, or one version to the next, and now where the NIV, it said, you know, in the actual Greek, it refers to him as the Lord Jesus Christ. And then now the NIV will just change it to Jesus or the Lord. Okay? Things like that. You go into NIV and you show me in the Old Testament where it's prophesied, and maybe they've fixed it, but forever it wasn't, where it's prophesied that Mary will be a virgin. You know, you go into the older versions and they're like, the virgin Mary, or the virgin maiden, you know, a maiden. It was a word in Hebrew that, or not maiden, but I, you know, whatever. But it was a word in Hebrew that meant virgin. Now, you know, a while ago, I was reading NIV, looking at stuff, and it was like a young woman. I mean, Mary wasn't a young woman, and I'm not into Hail Marys and full of grace. I'm telling you, that stuff is so weird. When I talk to Catholics, they're so into that, you know, she's such a blessed woman, and we're praying to someone who's not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Son of the living God, came down, went through hell, got buried, and just because he chose Mary, I'm not going to deny she had to be pretty holy, or perfectly holy. Her heart was right, but he had to choose someone. I mean, you know, it's not like they had, the Hebrew competition for who's going to bear the Messiah. This week we have 21 Hebrew women who are sin-free, and we're going to put, you know, it's like God chose her for a reason, I agree. But the whole point is that he chose her. And they're like, oh, Mother Mary, 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 Mary. I'm sorry. That, you know, and there's hardcore Catholics. That frustrates them. And what's weird is they stand behind it so strong. I pray to Jesus Christ. Is that okay? Well, yeah, but you're not part of the, you know, whatever. It's like, seriously. Jesus died. The veil ripped. And he did this, that he said, you no longer, and even in John, he goes, you don't have to confess your sins to anybody. Now, I'm in order to be forgiven. Don't get me wrong. It does say, confess your sins to one another that, you know, that you may be forgiven. But the thing is you need to share that and you need to get it out. There's so much wisdom in the Bible. And you, what you need to ask yourself when you see that stuff is, does this make sense on a human level? This is our instruction guide. The answer is yes, it does. Why? Because if you hold that stuff inside and you don't confess it, you can't really, you can't deal with it the same. But here's the thing. I have run into situations over the years, and when I was young, I learned this. You get something in your head and you hold it there. And you can, nurture it and sit there and manifest it and just dwell on your problems and make it what you want and pour me stuff or whatever. But then when you have to speak it, something happens. First of all, they say light is the best disinfectant. When you speak something, it comes out into the light. First of all, you gain control over Satan, over the devil, because he can't have your secret little sin. You know, you're speaking it out. You got to watch who you talk to about what, and it depends on your position in life. It can become very difficult to find the right kinds of people to talk about certain things. If you have really heinous, heavy, nasty sins going on, basically sins of any form of victimization, okay? Even if you participate, aid, or abet, in other words, child pornography, or I don't even want to go down the list. You know what I mean? Mistreating others, period. If in any way your actions are negatively affecting other people, you have stepped to the next level. That is what our society was originally built upon, is locking up people who were a threat to others, okay? You might be a coward and you might be a pedophile. If you're affecting anyone else in any way that's negative or detrimental, you got a problem and you need to deal with it and fix it. Or repent and turn and go get help fast, because that is the key. That's what's wrong with gangs in the big cities and these whack jobs that, you know, that beat you. You see these guys walking down the street in New York and out of the blue run up and hit some lady and the old lady in the back of the head, knock her flat on her butt and keep walking. I saw one here recently where a guy did it to a little kid. They're always black. I don't know why. But they're not, because Black Lives Matter, I guess. I think it's cultural. They grow up without dads. They grow up without discipline. Discipline, discipline, discipline. Discipline is not punishment. Discipline is developing us up in the way we should go. If you don't raise your kids right, you'll end up with a Biden. So back to where we were. World War III is underway, folks. I am just... You know what it's like to say that? And not that I'm some great expert or anything, but I mean, it's just obvious. You have Biden, well, we didn't want to bomb. He had his Putin lined up his vehicles. Folks, just think. What in the heck? He watches us pull out of Afghanistan just like a coward loser, a heartless loser. What does that look like to the world? Well, we really wanted to get out of there. Yeah, we sure did. We needed to. It was a mess from the beginning. But a real man finishes what he started. There's always an alternative. There's always a way. Even the Bible tells us, when you're tempted, there's always a way out. There's always a way. Now, it might, that's what happens with this whole Nazi stuff that's coming down the pipe. The way out sometimes is to take a bullet in the head. And I'm sorry, but take it. But stand up for what's true and right and good. Do not be a coward. I can't stand talking to, quote, Christian men. You know, it's interesting, I'll see these couples where the woman's strong. She knows Jesus, reads the word. The guy's nothing. I run into this here occasionally where the guy is just all Mr. Humble, Mr., you know, appears to be, you know, all meek, and he doesn't know anything about, I've run into this multiple times, he doesn't know anything about the Word of God. That's my wife. You have to talk to my wife. She's the one that knows the Bible. She reads it to me. You're the head of the household. You're a man. Be a man. Stop, you know, the current, I don't even know what you call it, gender confusion is perfect for those kind of men. Men need to stand up. Well, guess what? The man in charge of this country is a coward and a slime bag, and he talks out the back of his mouth, if there's such a, I was going to say another thing, but he talks out of his butt. The guy's a liar, and he's being controlled by a bunch of radical, I mean, his tightest staff is a bunch of inexperienced women. Now, you go, women, Kevin, oh, gender. You know, there's a different style of leadership. I have been in corporate America at a high level, executive level banking with B of A. And I mean, I was up there. I was a few clicks from the top. I've spent time with the president, Dick Kovacevic, and when he was there. And, you know, and I've had women managers that were amazing. I'm saying both under me and over me. The one over me, Sharon, was phenomenal, but she was just solid. The emotions, even though she was solid, she still had emotional favoritism, if you know what I mean. She wasn't always perfectly objective, but I saw gals under me or on the way up that were in horizontal positions that there was, Debbie's having a bad day, you know. Debbie's whatever today, I don't, you know, storming around. I'm just saying, it's been my experience. I've seen flaky men. It's not a comparative. It's a comparative of differences, okay? And he shouldn't be surrounded by that. He should be surrounded by, now, if they're highly experienced and their resume and credentials require it or demand it or deserve it, whatever you want to call it, fine. But not just this, oh, we need to just put a whole bunch of black women in every office because that's what makes me popular. That's the new thing to do. So go, you go pick a black woman while you've got white women and white men and black men that are far more qualified. We're filling slots with this garbage. This man is out to lunch. I don't think he's ever had an honest day in his life. So what happens is he lives a lie. He's confused. His head's spinning. So Putin starts this stuff. Putin sees what we did in Afghanistan. Coward, coward, coward. Absolutely inappropriate. No one would ever do that. No respected world leader, even a corrupt world leader. Then here's what we have to do. We have to spin everything. Oh, you know, CNN's like, oh no, Donald Trump said that Putin was brilliant. He must, you know, that's supporting him. What? You know why they say that? Because they lie, 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 lie. I mean, if you speak the truth, you look at a guy and you go, yeah, he's brilliant. You can be brilliant and corrupt as heck at the same time. Frankly, my dad was a bail bondsman, and he used to say the prisons were full of geniuses. They just never chose or learned how to do things the right ethical way. But he said that over and over. He said he's met some of the smartest people you've ever met or known, and they're in prison because they're criminals. Uh-oh, was that bad of me to say they're smart criminals? I mean, they can't be that smart if they got caught. I'm just kidding. But It's usually, you know, the really smart ones, my dad was saying. When the really smart ones get caught, it isn't them that got caught. It's somebody else beneath them or around them that wasn't smart that got caught. And then, you know how things go. But, you know, that kind of stuff is just so off the charts. I mean, don't you have... You remember when Biden years back said, well, he is a worthy adversary. That's his way of saying, yeah, he's good. He good. The guy was the flipping head of the KGB for how long? I don't know, decades. Do you know what the KGB does? They remove body parts to get information. They enforce the hardest, harshest forms of communism imaginable. So once the walls came down in 96 or whatever it was, I mean, it was before that, but 96, we had the Freedom of Information Act, which released all the documents from the White House when FDR was in place. And by golly, you know, someone said to me, well, they're like, he was talking about somebody else and goes, well, they're not like McCarthy, are they? And I was like, well, interesting thing about McCarthy, you had the communist trials. After the Freedom of Information Act matured, and we received, well, documents there, plus we also got, after the wall went down in Russia and we confiscated all kinds of paperwork and then it released in 96, we found out there were 33 paid Russian spies working at the White House in the area close to FDR within various capacities. So guess what? McCarthy wasn't wrong. I grew up afraid of communism bad, right? Biden, probably the same. So he's a coward, he's terrified. Oh, anything will escalate, folks, he's crazy. They had a 40-mile convoy. I mean, let's be real, if Trump was in office, guess what? Here come the, you know, the F-16s, kaboom, boom, 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 boom. Done, gone, just like Iraq and Kuwait, done. Wipe out Putin's army. But then, do you know that Putin keeps threatening? He's got nukes pointed at America. And he keeps going, if you get involved, I will nuke you. That's the time you kick some tail. Folks, is it a good idea? Let's say you know, I assume the most of you went to some kind of school. Say there's a bully, a real bad bully, and he starts to mistreat everybody, beat them up. You got Putin committing genocide in a sick, sane, insane way. You've got him killing women and children. There is complete and total mayhem and chaos. There's no limitation to his corrupt evil. So say you got a bully at school that's doing the same, just beating people up, throwing people around, I'm the best, you're nothing. But you got another guy that's bigger and stronger. And after watching Putin's mess with this caravan, they're nothing compared to the United States of America. Our military is razor sharp. And it's got the sting of a hammer you can't imagine. There's no one that compares. We are hands down the best. The only thing that could beat us is quantity when China gets involved. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. So you got another guy. You got a bully in high school or junior high, whatever, that's just ruthlessly out of control. And you got another guy that's bigger and stronger and tougher, completely capable of eradicating this bully. Pounding him into the ground. I grew up in a world, man, Montana, that's just the way things went. You know, you do things a certain way, you pay the price. You better be able to back it up. They had a saying, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. That's what bullies do. That's what abusive husbands do. That's what abusive fathers do. They dish it out, and then when someone communicates to them in a way they don't like, they dish it more out. They control in a destructive, painful, hurtful way, and they've got issues. Okay, so you got this bully. He's rough. He's mean. He's nasty. He's brutal. Punching people in the face for no reason, just taking people's stuff. You get my point. I saw one time when I was in late junior high, there was a guy, his name was Alan, lived down the street from me a little bit, and he was a nerd, and he used to like to play with Erector sets and chemistry things. He was a nerd. He's probably a millionaire now. That's the way it goes. And there was a bunch of guys harassing him. Certain set of brothers were really bad, and a few guys. But they were harassing him on the bus and picking on him and stuff. And then back then, you know, bus drivers let things occur they should not have. But they all got off the bus at different stops. Then this group of kids got back together, a pretty good size of them, 10 or 12 of them. Because Alan didn't, you know, he was getting picked on, and he was a nerd, and he didn't answer him right. Doesn't matter how he answered him. They were picking on him. So they showed up at his house, like 10 of them. His parents were gone. He lived a few houses down on the other side of the street from me. I saw it, and I wasn't tough at that point. I guess I was moderate. But I went down there, and I got in the middle of it. I broke it up, and I stood on his side and protected him, okay? Then they moved, and that was probably seriously like eighth grade. When I was in college, after I got married, my second year of college, Alan, out of the blue, he tracked me down. He'd been living back east somewhere. He came to the area, and he tracked me down. And he came to my apartment with my new wife, who was pregnant at the time. And he sat me down and told me how much he appreciated that and how much that meant to him. And that he'd basically made a trip all the way back and found me to tell me this. It was that important to him. And this is the 80s, you know, you didn't have cell phones. But I mean, that's what we do. That's how, you know, and I'm not saying I was always that guy, but I usually am. Biden's that coward that hides in the back of the crowd and spews out the mouth. Brave men are the ones that stand at the front. I've had situations where there's been abuse to women in public on a street one time, and people were watching. They were standing around watching this black guy just beat this white girl, throw her around. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Everyone's like, oh, I'm not sure. So I walk over, and that guy comes on to me hard. I mean, the reason no one would go over there is he was super aggressive, probably on drugs, no small guy. But my main goal was just to take his focus off of the girl and put it on me. That's what you do. When innocents are being attacked, you need to step up and take the focus off. If we can't stand up for innocence, who are we and what are we? You know, and we need to be that. We need to stop our cowardice. We need to speak up. All this COVID stuff has been an extreme form of mental conditioning. It's part of the Great Reset, which is a mess lie. But I'm telling you, folks, if it isn't you, who is it? You know, God needs people to step up. It is our responsibility. I think it's in Isaiah. Hang on here. See if I can get this going here. I don't know why my Bible. Okay. Let me check this. These are just scriptures that come to my mind while I speak, and it's been a long time since I've seen a lot of them. So let me get into this. Okay, so one of the things, I hope this is it. Isaiah's commission. I heard a voice saying, "Whom shall I send?" Here we are. Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go out for us? In other words, who will stand up? Who will be strong? Who will go take on this act of bravery? And then it says, then I said, here am I, Lord, send me. And then he said, go and tell his people, etc., etc. Keep on listening, do not perceive, keep on looking, but don't understand, that don't understand, render the hearts of the people, etc. Go talk to him. Be the man, be the brave man that goes out and faces your discomfort, your fears. We need this, okay? So back to good old Ukraine. This is Hitler. This is a new Hitler. He doesn't have the army that Hitler had, nothing even close. But he's got time. He's going to get money. He's got Ukraine. They have the reason, one very good reason he may be there, in fact, is that they have biological testing labs. In other words, biowarfare. And he wants that. He wants those chemicals. He's threatening everyone with nukes, and coward Biden backs down. Oh, if you've heard, well, this would escalate. And his phony admiral that speaks for him, what a coward that guy is. The only reason he could be an admiral is from sucking up. I mean, you cannot believe the garbage that comes out of these military leaders' mouths that are at the high political level. I know a guy who was in charge of the security for all the 4-star generals in the U.S. Army. And there are a few, and one in particular, that he could not stand. And this one in particular commanded him to do a deployment for the CIA para-ops, or paramilitary is what it's called. So this guy's the most effective Army Ranger in the history of the United States military, and I've gone through that and I won't go over it again. Over 1,500 live combat missions, you know, 8-9 deployments, 8 Bronze Stars, 2 Silver Stars, it just goes like that. Tougher than nails, smart, good Christian. And this general, 4-star general, kept telling him he wanted him because everyone loves him. And he's like, well, thank you, sir, but I would not like to do that. And then the guy says to him one day, well, do you know that I outrank you and I can make you do whatever I want? He says, yes, sir, I understand that. So this guy sends him out on this CIA paramilitary mission. And for the first time in his career, he's killing people. He doesn't know who they are or why. Every other mission he'd ever done, they knew why. They were technically bad guys. There were no regrets. The Rangers go out at night. They're called the Green Eyes. They go out at night. They do all their missions at night. They take care of business and they kill bad guys. And they are protecting the United States. How we got there is irrelevant now. Afghanistan's a mess, okay? We made it a mess. We made Iraq a mess. We destroyed it. Bush had his own personal vendetta with Saddam. And they keep telling us how evil Saddam was. Yeah, no doubt. But he was evil in the heart of the land of evil. It takes evil to control evil in those situations, unless they want to turn themselves over to something new, better, and different. And that takes time. And then they're like, oh, we're going to teach them democracy. When I was in Israel, I was speaking to a general there in the Mossad, and he said, you can't force democracy on Islam. Might makes right in their world. It's all about the Klan leadership, and he said, you can vote all you want. You vote for the wrong person, the biggest Klan wins, and then they go kill all the other ones. It's just the way they operate. But Saddam took care of business, okay? I'm not saying what he did was right. It's a different culture. It's a different world. we go in there and act like, oh, we're going to show them how great we are. How'd we do? You know what Iraq looks like now? Do you know it used to be one of the most beautiful countries in the world? Baghdad was so beautiful. We've devastated it, just destroyed it. So many people hate our guts. I mean, if you think about it from their perspective, we're evil. Okay, they're wrong, we're right. I give you that. But they believe we're evil. What if they had the strength and power to come on our soil and just pound the crap out of every nice structure we had, everything we had, kill everyone who tried to defend the country, destroy them, and then occupy us and control us? And you might as well get that in your head, because you just might be seeing it here with China in the next few years. We didn't belong there. Bush is not, the Bushes did not impress me. There's so much corruption in that dynasty. But there we were. Once we got into that mess, there we were. So what do? You pull out, you find a way. Well, Al-Qaeda's dirty, they're guerrilla warfare, they never stop. They never end their corrupt behavior. They're always gonna be dishonest and unethical. And a lot of it is like, you know, when you look at the British methods of war when our country was being fought for, they're like, well, here's how we fight, you know. You stand in a big line, and you get your guns out, and you just shoot. And then the first people that shoot duck, the next group shoots ducks, and they're loading, you know, really? And they're like, and gee, golly whiz, the British military weapons, I guess, for lack of a better word, were better. They were far superior to ours. And our guys were like, that ain't working. We're not doing that anymore. During the Civil War, we got back to that foolishness. But we invented guerrilla warfare. Our founders hid in the trees, on the trails, on the roads, and they took out generals. And George Washington was the author of it. And so now we've got a situation where they're telling us how to fight a war by their rules, and it's working. And you got Biden going, oh, you know, we could, you know, I just don't want to escalate. I've heard that word so much times, I'm sick. And all the people around him are just puppets. We could have bombed the tar out of his caravan. We could have stopped him. We need to protect the innocent. Like I said, you have a bully. These are unprovoked attacks on innocent people, and we're doing nothing. And now they're merging with China. Seriously. And Iran. These are chums. They're buds. And they're uniting. And when they do, get ready. Do you understand? Russia is, I don't think, has a good military. I mean, it just appears they're pathetic-ish. But they got nukes and they keep threatening it. China has spent its entire last 50, 60 years building a military for one purpose alone. This isn't my opinion. This is a fact. Absorb this. The largest country in the world, population like 1.4 billion or whatever it is, or more, has developed a military with one goal, and that is to destroy the United States of America. They hate us. We were anti-communism, anti-socialism. These people hate our guts. They'll take our money. And China's done a great job of it, and we've been done a great job of giving it to them, because we're all fools. No one stands for anything. One thing I disagree with, you get like Hannity is like, I don't believe in banning things, or I don't believe in boycotts. Baloney. The left does them all the time. Cancel culture. But how many things do you see made in China, made in China, made in China? And then you're like, oh, I just want to buy made in America. Good luck. Everything we make is overpriced junk. I mean, we finally appear to be getting our vehicles straightened up. We built rubbish, trash, garbage forever because We're all entitled, not all of us, but you know what I mean. We have a high level of entitlement. These unions. Unions destroy situations. I mean, it's crazy. You know, they might need a union to stand against Amazon. If you saw how Amazon pays and manages their people, it's brutal. They make just enough to barely be a little bit more than somewhere else. And then you got to go through the lottery to get your hours every single month. And then when you work there, you got to carry some kind of, a lot of people have to carry a little device around that keeps track of their performance and productivity. It even keeps track of how long they're in the bathroom. And apparently they get notified, I don't know how, beeped or whatever, if they're in the bathroom too long. They start with a point scoring system and it goes down from there. Walmart has dumbed down society. They are human widgets. You shove them in a little peg, each human's a peg and you shove it in a hole, and they have a teeny weensy little bit of responsibility, no authority ever. And when they're gone, it's easy to replace because they don't need any kind of high IQ. This is what's happened in our nation. We've ruined it. China's not that dumb, folks. Again, like Trump said about Putin, China's brilliant. They're corrupt and evil and brilliant. And they'll sit in a meeting and tell people whatever they want to hear. They're uniting with Russia and Iran. Iran's the scary one too, folks. These are people who have, they're dedicated their existence to the destruction of the United States of America. If you had a neighbor who told you over and over again, I'm gonna blow up your house, I'm gonna shoot your kids, I'm gonna destroy you, you just wait and see. And you knew that they were dedicating all their work, energy, and efforts to do that. You know, people like Obama, do you know the level of corruption? So I think Biden is so brain short that he doesn't know anything. He always blurted whatever anybody wanted him to blurt. I've talked to people from Capitol Hill that have said, there's no question. If you watch his history, he never says anything intelligent, ever. He's never. But now he's also got some kind of dementia. You know, and he's never manifested any level of intelligence at any time. If he was your grandpa and lived in your house and he was in control and you had someone going, I'm going to blow up your house, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill your kids, I'm going to do all this. And grandpa's like, well, you know, you really shouldn't stand up for yourself because you really might escalate the situation. The guy already said he hates our guts and wants to kill us. Yeah, well, you don't want to make him mad. He already is mad. That's why we have a term for mad that means angry and insane. You can have both. They're mad. Well, you know, let me defer to my friends, and their friends are a bunch of whack jobs that are disconnected from society, think they have to lie. Folks, I'll tell you what, before I was a believer, I lived in a mental world. I was confused as heck. I kind of thought I knew what was right. But everyone around me had a different perspective because I was hanging out with a bunch of confused liberal college kids. And so I played along. And I wonder, especially when it's cute girls and you're single. You know, yes, dear. I mean, really. But now that I'm a believer, I know the truth. God's opened my eyes to the truth. I know what's right. I know what's wrong. And guess what? It's the same thing I knew was right and wrong before I became a believer, because the laws of God are written on the hearts of man, but I just didn't pursue it. Folks, we're disassembling this society piece by piece. How about, defund the police? Oh, wouldn't that be brilliant? The land of the free and home of the brave. Why do they call us that? because those two things are synonymous. You can't have one without the other. You can't have freedom without bravery, and bravery fights for freedom in one form or another. But defunding the police, I mean, how foolish. Now, I have a friend who's a leader of a big three-letter agency, and, you know, his main existence is dealing with the frustrations of bureaucracy, where you get craziness like this stuff with the state of Washington, where they put all these rules and stuff in place that tie the legal operators' hands to such a degree, they walk away. I was speaking to a friend yesterday who has a very large, very respected, high-quality men's clothing store. Very high quality in our area. Good man. Now with shoplifting, I actually spoke to another guy, ironically, yesterday or the day before, that also owns a business. Same thing. They catch people shoplifting and they have to go get the items back and just let the people walk. If they're lucky, they can't do anything about it. They call the police. No one shows up. One friend of mine who owns a business said, they said, well, they won't do anything about shoplifting now, folks. Nothing. But you can get them for trespass, and here's what you got to do. You got to get a picture of their face, and you have to post it on the front door. And you got to say, this person's not allowed in the premises. And then when the person comes in, the first time, you got to give them a warning. The first time they got to be warned. You just can't arrest them then because they didn't know. Then the second time, you call the police, and the police come and give them a warning. This is true. But the third time they can be arrested. What have we become? Rudy Giuliani is the one that kind of enforced and enhanced what they call the broken window theory. Theory is, if you have a building with one broken window and you leave it, guess what happens? You get more broken windows. Isn't that interesting? But it's very scientifically proven. So that, in other words, small crimes generate small crimes. So when you let small crimes go, you end up with big crimes. That's the deal. Again, scientifically proven by social and criminal justice experts who've done extensive research, and it's a fact. Letting people go for shoplifting, it empowers them. Well, you know, it's under $1,000. They've changed the misdemeanor levels from 300, which I understand because of inflation. You know, inflation affects criminals too, folks. That's really important. But if you let them go, guess what they do? They get empowered. They do one thing after the other. And you can track now. Social criminal justice scientists have shown these people escalate to extreme violence. They get overconfident. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist, but you get my point. And that, my friends, is what is happening in Europe. Biden tested the waters. He put out all those he sat there, he watched, he waited. He observed. Because you know in the back of his mind what he was afraid of? That's right. I assure you, he was afraid of the United States of America actually flexing our muscle. We would devastate him. And now that we haven't, be prepared. They are coming. They're coming strong and they're coming hard. I would definitely say, yeah, that's the case. There's the thing in Daniel that talks about the bear raised up on one side. And then what's it go on to? He goes on and he says he saw, and then there's the leopard. The leopard. I mean, that, in my mind, is undoubtedly Iran and Islam. That's the, it's, you know, they have these signal or these symbols on their coinage, etc. They're all coming. And then, you know, what is this in Daniel where it says, you know, he was talking about how he had a vision at night. And then he says, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. The great sea is always the people, right? And then he sees four great beasts that came up out of the sea. And I'm trying to remember this. But then one's like a lion, but it had wings of an eagle. Okay, duh. It's Great Britain, supported by America. And then he said, so you've got that. And I don't know what all this means, but they're there. And then he keeps looking, and the wings get plucked off. Golly gee, by nice work. This is just pathetic, right? And then he says he was... It, no, what was, something was lifted up. So he sees the lion, I think it's the lion, that it says that the lion had the wings of an eagle, and then they were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the ground, made to stand on 2 feet like a man. Its supernatural covering went away. We've got so much scripture saying things are being changed. He who restrains is lifted, removed. What's going on? I don't know. God knows. But it had to stand on 2 feet like a man. And then it says a human mind was given to it. What does that mean? Does that mean before the eagle's wings were plucked, they had a supernatural overconfidence, a spiritual overconfidence, and then all of a sudden now they're human? And all, but think about it, a human, humanistic, secular, a secular mindset was given to it. You know, this, well, you know, we shouldn't do what's wrong and we have to be really strong, but we have to fight for gender rights and social justice and protect racism. And while the Satan's left just keeps propagating this trash all the time. And all of a sudden they have the mind of a human. Maybe the mind of a human's not too impressive, folks. So they have the, this thing gets the mind of a heaven, How about of a human? Right? And then after that, well, I'm getting all confused. I don't have it in front of me. So anyway, so after that, he kept looking and there was another one like a leopard, which also had the four wings of a bird, and the beast had four heads, and dominion was given to it. There's been dominion given to these Islamic countries. You may very well know what the four heads are soon, because there may be four Islamic countries that unite, one being Iran. And they, I think, will begin to devour much meat, as the Bible says. And come in and do, and dominion was given to it. And then it says, I just went to it. After this, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrifying, extremely strong, and it had a large iron teeth. That's when the hammer comes. This is serious stuff. Devoured and crushed and trampled down the remainder with its feet. It was different from all the other beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. You got 10 world leaders that are coming together. And let me tell you, folks, we got Biden in office. We got a wimpy coward. We're going to see stuff hitting our soil here eventually. We need to be prepared. And I'm sorry, I ran out of time. But nothing's new. I will ask you over and over again. You know, we had a guy in yesterday that my daughter was like, you wouldn't believe this guy. He's like, well, you know, I don't like gold because it's so common that God put it all over heaven and blah, blah. Folks, listen to me. Are you that dumb? Do you, you know, when people think that way, I had a guy that worked here that was, when he started, he goes, well, I'm going to just give my, you know, he was like 35 and he had a 21-year-old girlfriend and he was going to give her a cubic zirconia for an engagement ring. And I said, no, man, you can do way better than that. And then after he worked here a while, he still did it. And he just thought on the most basic, he goes, she'll never know the difference. And God's not that way. Have you ever looked at the way Trump lives? His houses, go look up his houses. Go look up Mar-a-Lago and look up his Trump Tower. Gold, beautiful, beautiful, rich, you know, elaborate. And you might be like, well, he could have used all that money for XYZ. Yeah, well, this, a lot of those people give. The money comes in so strong they can't stop it. But if that's how a billionaire lives on earth, what do you think God's going to do for eternity? The whole concept of, well, you know, gold's just so common that God just, you know, found piles of it. And, you know, the creator of the universe could pick any element he wants to put in heaven. Come on. I mean, be smarter than that. He's the best of the best of the best of the best. He doesn't, he's not gonna, you know, if you serve that God, you are so confused. God doesn't operate at that level. He's got way higher goals and way higher means. Precious metals are historically always the pinnacle form of wealth in every civilized society. Always have been, always will be. The Bible tells you that. Just get your finances secured in hard assets. When it comes, folks, your Bitcoin, your paper trash is gone. Gonzo gone. China takes a swing at us or something, you can watch the market just collapse. You don't think they'll hit Wall Street? They tried it during 9/11. It's coming again, and it'll wipe out every penny you've got. I mean it. You should give us a call. It's simple. Choose God's money. 509-444-0044. Take care. God bless. Have a great weekend. I love you. Bye.